Shalom v'rocha b'siyatish d'shmaya. We have gone through the Shira Malus to learn, to recognize the greatness of Klal Yisrael that we're given the wonderful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use and to elevate one level to the next till we get to the level of Hashiras HaShechina, which is what we're mispal for every day, many times a day, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. But till that comes, each one should feel that he is also a Beis HaMikdosh, and he wants to make himself also more compatible to be a Mokum of Hashem's Hashuras HaShechina that brings Brach in this world and Kamavan, tremendous reward eternally. Now we're going to be starting 11 Mizmorim from Tzadik to Kuf. These are the Mizmorim that are attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. As you know, Tzadik starts off with Tefillah L'Moshe Isho Elikim. These 11 Kapitlech of Tehillim, as we said, according to Chazal and the Mashmos HaPosek, the more common opinion is it was Meyusid set up by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And if you notice that came out all of them, we say in the course of Shabbos. Many of them we say Leil Shabbos is part of Kabbalah Shabbos. Then we have Mizvah Shel Yoyma Shabbos. And then we have Tefillah Moshe and Yoshe B'Seisa, which we say Shabbos in the morning. There's only two of them that we do not say in Shabbos for various reasons. But our Kolponim, it's understandable that these Mizvahim has a Shaychas to Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a day of spirituality. When a Jew recognizes that his true essence is a being that is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to the extent that one day a week he totally detaches himself from all his material endeavors and achievements and recognizes that's not what makes me. A guy can never do that. If he has a business, how can I stop one day? It's a seventh of my life. Just dropping it all. And somebody does it the way one should. He doesn't even think about it. Shidua, the tzaddik, Moshe Reichman, Zecher Tzad Levrocha, was a multi-billionaire. His family said he never mentioned a word about his business on Shabbos. Only Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizik. He never read anything other than Devarim Shebikdusha. That's the way Jews are supposed to be. Kal v'chomer. People have other koiches they could use for Shabbos. They met the opening words of Tefillah L'Moshe describe what a Jewish person should aspire to. Tefillah L'Moshe Isho Elikim. The Medrash says that the term Isho Elikim, which is not only used in Tehillim, it's used in the Torah itself, says Chetziyav L'Mato Ish Chetziyav L'Mal Elikim. That is the way a Jewish person is supposed to look at himself. I'm not a malach, and I'm not just another physical being. My lower part of myself interacts with the physical world. I do eat, I do drink, and I do everything else that is physical. I don't make believe I'm a malach. Mitzad Hasheni, I realize that the physical world was given to me to be guided by the Elohim, that tremendous koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me with my neshama kedosha. And as we mentioned in the past, Tzelem Elohim means the koyach that a human being or Klal Yisrael have, the koyach that Klal Yisrael have, to give life to the entire Bria, the entire world. Elohim is Pa'al HaKoyach HaSkulam. And Hashem invested us in this tremendous koyach, that with our Ma'isim Tovim, we bring life to the entire world. It has two levels. The more basic level is the Benon L'Chaveiro, a person in a family setting or community setting. Whatever he does is something that can benefit others. It can benefit his spouse, his children, benefit his neighbors, his kehila. And kamuvan, everything we do benefits all of Klal Yisrael, even if we do not interact directly with them. Our tefillas, amaisim toifim, do affect the entire Bria, and that's the higher level of it. That every maisa toifim, the mitzvah that a Jew does, it changes the whole makeup of all the spiritual worlds up to the kisei kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brings bracha to the world. We should not belittle any act we do. To say, oh, the big people greater than me, bigger tzaddikah than me, that is not relevant. I'm an essential part of Klal Yisrael and I have tremendous power. I'm an ish, an elikim. I have that koyach. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome of this. And the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu came out by the fact that he was the Onov Mikol Odom. Sounds a contradiction. He was the most powerful person in the world. And on the other hand, he was the biggest Onov, the most modest. Generally, we see a powerful person, he thinks he's God himself. And the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu, Lahavdil, and the others is, by Goy, when he gets power, he thinks he's God. Paro said, I am God. I created the Nile. Because when he has power, he thinks it's his own power. By us, we recognize any power we have is nothing from ourselves. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it causes us to be more modest, more of an honor, because I realize the more I make myself independent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the less power I have. We should be zeicha to go through these brokim of Moshe Rabbeinu, learn from him. He was the classic tzura, the classic form of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Each one of us has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu within us. That's what it says in the Svar Makadoshim. Mitzvah Hashem, we ought to appreciate the wonderful world Hashem gave us, the ish that we have, the physical side of the world, and have it guided by the Elohim side of ourselves. And we too, b'seicha, much bracha in our lives.